Hey, Tom Buell here, and as promised, today is the day I share my near-death experience. Follow me on a journey, and let's go back to September 11th, not the September 11th that you're thinking, the September 11th, 1998. That's the evening that I received a call from an ex-girlfriend to come meet her at a club, which was not too far away, but far enough away where it was a trip. So I called one of my other friends and said, hey, I'll meet you there, all this fun stuff. So needless to say, I leave my house and I'm on the country road in a hurry to go see an ex-girlfriend, otherwise known as possible booty call, and I'm going fast around a corner on this country road that doesn't have a shoulder. You know, where the white line ends, there's no shoulder past the white line. The white line's there and then it's gravel. So I'm going too fast and not driving smart, not driving safely on this country road. I was the only car on the road. I get over the white line on this curve, my tires get in the gravel, I spin sideways and shoot across the road and into a field. And as I'm doing this, I remember saying to my mind, uh-oh. I think I said, oh shit, in my mind. I go into the field, I hit this embankment, and from the police report and the reenactment of the crime scene that I was later told, apparently I rolled four times and was ejected from the sunroof. I don't recall any of this. I had severe head trauma, and I ended up with nerve damage / drop foot in my right leg. So severe head trauma may not sound too difficult for me if I were to read it, but if you read a lot of people who pass away in car accidents, the cause of death is severe head trauma. So needless to say, I'm laying in the field, and I'm in and out of consciousness, so I remember parts and I don't remember parts. I do remember thinking to myself, someone will be here soon. I couldn't stand up. I tried standing up. I couldn't stand up. And I just laid there thinking someone would be there soon. And then I remember thinking, wow, a lot of time has passed and no one is here. And I remember the thought crossing my mind, I'm going to die in this field. Fortunately, it was almost miraculously, in the rolling and ejecting from the sunroof, I had no cuts, contusions, bruises, anything like that, just the severe head trauma and the drop foot. So I'm laying in the field, and what I was told later also was in the roll, the battery fell out of the car, and there were no lights on. So there was one house, probably less than a quarter mile, maybe between a quarter mile and half mile away, that heard the loud noise. And this I found out after the fact from some people that were first responders that heard it. The person got up out of bed, went to the window, didn't see anything because the battery had fallen out and there was no lights, went back into bed, and then woke saying to his wife, something happened, I have to call the police. So the accident occurred about 10 p.m. on that Friday, I believe, September 11th, 1998, and I think the ambulance got there between 11 and midnight. I'm not sure what the time was on that. The first responders had to call a helicopter. The wreck was terrible. So the car was demolished, ruined, whatever, totaled, and I was fighting for my life. And this is all after the fact. I didn't know any of this. I didn't know about the helicopter ride, any of that stuff. So I was helicopter lifted from that field to the hospital. And prior to that, here's my experience. Here's what I remember. So I'm laying in the field, and had that thought, I'm going to die here, and I'm laying there, it seemed like forever, in and out of consciousness, tried standing up, couldn't stand up, and just laid there. Next thing you know, I see someone laying in a field, and my mind is like, that's weird, what? I didn't know what was going on, so I was confused, and I tried focusing. I was about 20 to 30 feet from the ground, and I saw someone laying in the field, and I tried focusing in, like, who is that? And I recognized it was me. And as soon as I recognized it was me in the field, I was pulled up into this pure bright white light. And I'm standing there very confused, wondering what's going on. And then someone came up next to me and put their arm around me. I never looked to see who this or what this something or someone was. They put their arm around me, and all the fear went away, and all the confusion went away, and all everything just knew I knew was right, and everything was good, and everything was okay. My life had flashed in front of my eyes at that point. I had remembered my sisters, I had remembered my family, my mother, my father, my grandparents. All the life memories had flashed prior to that person coming there. But once the person's arm was around me, everything was fine. I knew everything was okay. And even though we're in bright white light, we turn 180 degrees. And as we turn 180 degrees, it's pure white light, but we're now facing these huge doors where bright light is emanating from and coming out in. It's huge doors and tremendous light. We start walking towards the doors, and halfway from where we were to where the doors were, I stopped. I said, "Stop. This isn't how it's supposed to end. I know you had more for me to accomplish. Send me back. I want to go back." And the next thing I know, I had already been helicopter lifted. I had been in intensive care for I don't even know how long, almost a day, day and a half. And I had a respirator breathing for me. The only thing I remember at this point is nothing is more painful than a respirator breathing for you when I was now able to breathe. It was the most intense pain I'd ever experienced in my life, and I can't even comprehend going through anything like that again. And I was trying to get someone's attention and trying to get them to take this out, and it was not fun. So that was the near-death experience. There was more to the story. I have my sisters who were watching this, Jen and Christy, who actually were in the hospital there about on that 1998, a couple days after that experience, they're witnessing and just fortunate to be where I am and who I am today. You know, I feel that I could have chosen to walk to that and walked away from this life, and everything would have been fine. But I chose to come back, and I felt there was more for me to accomplish, and I said, send me back. So I'm thankful that I chose that. I'm confident that I could have continued to chose to leave this life, but I'm thankful I didn't. And hopefully, you know, since then, there's been a tremendously amazing things happen. I'm now a father of two amazing children. I have a 9-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter when I'm videoing this, and that's just the joy of my life. And that would have never been had I continued to walk away. And there's been so many other things that I feel this second chance that I've been given. I have done some great things, but I'm also not done. Until the last breath is in me, I'm still striving to make the most of this second chance. And I appreciate all your comments, and I appreciate all the great things. This is just the beginning of a new era, a new start for Tom Beal, and sharing some of the things within me and my experiences and my adventures that hopefully are inspiring or encouraging to others going through this journey of life together. And as I mentioned in one of the studies of mine from the early 1990s of listening to the Tony Robbins Personal Power series and all sorts of fun things like that, and one day possibly on this journey you and I will meet. And I look forward to that. And in the meantime, I look forward to communicating with you through these various means of the times that we live in. We are in the most connected time this world has ever seen, and I think it's absolutely tremendous. And I enjoy knowing you in this manner and possibly meeting you face-to-face and getting to know you better. But I appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate this second chance that I feel I've been given. And my goal is to help flip a switch in anybody else who wants to make the most of their life, to live boldly, to live confidently, to live a life of joy, happiness, peace, and just making the most of this brief time that we're here. So I appreciate the opportunity to share this story, which I've only shared with a very limited amount of people up until now, and love to see your comments. And here it is. It's right now. It is 1:45 a.m. On Thursday, whatever, the 24th, I don't even know what the date is, 24th of March or something like that. I have a busy day coming up. So I did this video now because I have to wake up and do a whole bunch of crazy fun work tomorrow before I go to the airport and spend a tremendous weekend with my beautiful children in upstate New York. So I'm very excited to have the opportunity to share this with you, and I'm also excited to wake up in the morning to see your comments. So ask your questions, share your feedback. And I will probably have some time, possibly before the airport or definitely at the airport, to reply with another video, possibly answering some of your questions and or addressing some of your comments. So thank you for this opportunity to share this, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Until then, make today great.